Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope this message will bless, encourage, and challenge you to walk into all that God has for you. So I hope you're ready for it. I'm excited for you to hear it. Let's get into it.
Public servant of the year. Oh yes.
What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me right here at the J. Makopo podcast. I am so excited that you've decided that this is the place that you are gonna come to get some encouragement. Remember, like I said before, the J. Makopo podcast is the place you go to believe in God, believe in yourself, to believe that the future is good and God's plans for you are true and his promises are yes and amen. So I'm so glad that you are here. Look, if you are one of the people who are always supporting, who are always listening, who are always, you know, on my side and sharing all the stuff, I need to give you an extra immersive, okay? And the other people who are here for the first time, it's your first time listening, first time seeing a video or listening to it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, or on Instagram Live. If it's your first time, I want to give you an extra immersive too. Oh, yes. Hey, extra immersive. Some people are like, what's the extra immersive about? It's just another way of me saying God bless you. Blessings. But what I do every time, every week, every time I do a podcast, I sort of give personalized shout outs to the people who are who speak about the podcast or who let people know about the podcast. So I want to give, and what I actually found out is there's some people who had given the podcast some shout outs way back. I just didn't see on Twitter. So on Twitter, I need to give an extra immersive to Kabelo. Here comes your extra immersive. I need to also give one to Tando. Tando actually goes to my church. So she's the only Tando in church right now. So Tando, here is your extra immersive. Thank you for letting people know about it. But now on Instagram, Khalalelo, you let people know about the podcast. You put a screenshot about it. Here comes your extra immersive. Yes, receive. And then Tsikofatso. I'm not sure if you have done it before, but I don't think you have. I don't think you have shouted out before. So here comes your extra immersive. I also know Tsikofatso. Oh, yes. Good guy. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And Tapelo Masebe, you're becoming a VIP. You are literally becoming a VIP with letting people know about the podcast. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. Friend of the show right there. But that's how it goes. Guys, last thing, I'm letting you guys know. That we are going to be doing, we're celebrating my birthday on the 16th of June. Okay, we're celebrating. It's Youth Day, and we're just going to be doing some cool things. So what actually someone gave me an idea about is that I'm going to do like an interactive live. Usually I do a live where I just speak and that's done. But then I'm going to do a live for an hour. And then, guys, talk to me. I'm going to go live and just sort of vibe with you guys, and we're just gonna see how it goes. It's my first time I'm gonna do something like that. So request to chat with me on Instagram. I'm gonna go live. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. So the 16th of June, it's gonna be a vibe. But let's get into this podcast today. The podcast today is called Even If. I think this is so important that your faith needs to be a even if type of faith. Hey, things don't always work out. Things aren't always how we thought. Sometimes things even, they get better. Sometimes things get worse. But we have to have a faith that regardless of what's going on around us, it's the same. Can I let you know one thing? Sometimes even good times are our problem. But anyway, let's pray before we get into the message. I hope this is going to be a blessing to all of you today. So let me pray. God, I come before you. Thank you so much for everyone who is listening. I pray, God, that you would give them ears to hear, give them eyes to see, open up their hearts to receive from you. I pray for myself that I would also be one, my God, who is prepared to share and to give the people a message that's going to benefit them. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus, and I say amen. Amen. So thank you once again. So we're going to get into it right now. The message is called Even If. So I want us to go to the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 15 to 20. Daniel chapter 3, verse 15 to 20. It says, the background of the story is that there's three guys called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. A lot of people know about this story where they were basically told that they need to bow down to an idol and worship it. But they said that they would not. Now, you are going to be punished if you don't bow down to this image that this king was telling people to bow down to. And this king's name was King Nebuchadnezzar. He was telling everyone, bow down or basically I'm gonna kill you. All you have to do is we're gonna play some music. When you hear the music playing, everybody bow down. And then once you've bowed down, worship, okay? You just bow down, worship, give respect to this idol, this image of me, the king, basically, and you'll be fine. But if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in a place where they said that they were not going to compromise. Even if it seemed like a small thing to other people, even if it seemed like it's just a little bit of a change that you're making, they said that they would not bow down to any other thing but God. So now, let's get into the story in Daniel chapter 3, verse 15 to 20. It says, now when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, pipe and all kinds of music, if you're ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you'll be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, then the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. He will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he doesn't, it says, but even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your God or worship the image of gold that you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace be heated up 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in the army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. Sorry, my thing was sort of acting up. When I was reading, my iPad was sort of doing funny stuff. But cool. So we see here that the king was telling them, hey, all you guys need to do is just bow down and you'll be fine. But if not, we're going to throw you into the fire. And what does Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say? They say, hey, look, our God is able to save us. Our God will save us. But even if he doesn't, we want you to know we're not going to bow down to you. So then King Nebuchadnezzar gets more angry and says, okay, make the fire even hotter and get the strongest guys to throw them into that fire. Now, this is a time of crazy pressure for these guys. Now, moments of pressure makes me think of movies. Every time there's a moment of like hectic pressure, movies are known for that. Movies, good stories are always known for a moment of tension. Now, I don't know about you, but I like movies where it is usually maybe a true story and it sort of explains how a great man or a great woman sort of figured out or found the courage how to overcome a very hard and a very difficult situation. I love movies like that. Now, there were some movies, movies made on Winston Churchill, where he had a famous quote that says, never, never, never give up. There are stories on Martin Luther King where he has a very famous speech that says, I have a dream. And then the greatest man to ever walk on the face of this earth, Jesus, who says, it is finished. Moments of pressure would always cause people to either say things that are full of faith or full of belief or full of courage, or moments of pressure either get people to say things that are discouraging. Now, I want to ask you a question. What comes out of your mouth when you are under pressure? What type of things do you say when things are not working out for you? When you are with your friends, or when, even worse, it's when you are with yourself. What are the kind of words that you are saying when you are under heavy pressure, when what you are looking at is dark, what you are looking at, it looks like it's not going to change, it is a bad thing that you are facing? What words come out of your mouth? Not just your mouth, but sometimes the hardest thing to overcome is what is coming in your head. What are the thoughts that you are thinking in your mind? What are the things you are telling yourself? Are you telling yourself you're a loser? Are you telling yourself you're not gonna win? Or are you telling yourself that, hey, through Christ all things are possible? Are you telling yourself, hey, keep believing? Are you telling yourself, keep going? Are you telling yourself your future is bright? What do you tell yourself when things are hard? Because what you are telling yourself is either going to help you rise to the occasion, or it's gonna make you fall back and fall into defeat. I encourage you to check what you are saying when things are hard. Check what you are saying when there's pressure. Pressure in your studies, pressure with finances, pressure in emotions, pressure in family. What is coming out of your mouth? What's the words you are saying? All great men and women in moments of pressure said words that would bring inspiration, bring courage, bring motivation. You can be that person too. You can be a person that when things are going on around you that you don't understand, you can still be someone who speaks life and speaks positivity into the lives of those around you, but even in your own life. Now, let's hear the response of Daniel, how Daniel writes about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. I just want us to go to chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. It says, if this be so, right? Now, this is how they respond. If this be so, our God whom we serve will deliver us. So check this out. Number one, they say, will deliver us from the burning furnace. And it says, the God we serve is able to deliver us. Second, it says, and he will deliver us out of your hand. But it says, but if not, it says, but even if God doesn't serve us, it says, O king, we will not serve you. Even if God does not help us out, even if God doesn't save us, we are not going to bow down to your gods. So now we're going to pick up these three thoughts that they're throwing out, because this whole podcast episode is talking about even if, guys. Even if. Now what even if is based upon is based upon the fact that as believers and as a Christian, as someone who trusts God, your faith is not based on the good time. I know a lot of times people will say, hey, if you give your life over to God, things are gonna be good. Or if you give your life over to God, there is going to be peace. Or if you give your life over to God, there's gonna be love surrounding you. Now, those things are true, but it doesn't mean life is gonna be perfect. It doesn't mean that life's going to be perfect. And sometimes the picture that we are given about our faith is that if you just sort of believe, then things are just going to work out. And that's completely not true. Believing does not mean that your problems are going to go away. Believing means that you are believing in something beyond the problem. So now, a lot of people think, their faith shakes if it's based on a good time. You are going to struggle to believe in God if your faith is based on you having a good time, or based on God working things out the way you want it to work out. And that's what it's not about. When we say we have faith, our faith is based in God, right? So it's not based on what's happening around my life. My faith is based in God. So it doesn't matter if things are not going to work out in my life. The reason I am trusting in God is because God is God. The reason I'm seeking God is because He is God. I'm not seeking Him for a good time. I'm not seeking Him to have for things to work out. I'm seeking Him for Him. And this is a very important thing that each believer needs to get right. Each believer needs to get right that our faith is not based on the good time. It's not based on our circumstances. That's not where our faith is. Because some people say, how do you trust in God when things aren't working out? How do you trust in God when things are not, you know, nice for you? It's not based on the nice time. Like, I'm not here trusting in God, hoping, you know, everything is just going to be nice. That's not what it's based on. Now, God can help out. And God will. And that's what Shadrach and Abednego do say. He says, it's able. God is able. And God will. He is willing to do it. But even if he doesn't, that's not going to change my stance. It's not going to change what I believe in. But let's look at now the first thing they say. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they say, God is able. Now, this is something that we need to have in our hearts, and something you need to have, and you need to make sure that it is a true fact for you, that you believe that God is able. The Bible says that with what is impossible with man is possible with God. What is impossible with man is possible with God. Jesus says that in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus says that what is impossible with man is possible with God. Now, I want you to ask yourself if that is something that you actually believe. I want you to ask yourself if that is something you actually believe. That's Luke chapter 18, verse 27. What's impossible with man is possible with God. Do you believe that? Do you believe that things that are impossible with man are possible with God? Because I think sometimes you can find yourself actually looking at a situation and saying, I don't think it's really possible. And I don't know if God can actually change this thing. I don't know if God can actually make this situation better. Or I don't know if God can, you know, help me right here in what I am facing. A lot of people, if you're being honest, you may actually be in that place. But you have to fight and you have to solidify your faith to get to a place where you actually believe that with God, there is nothing impossible with God. God is a God who knows who you are. He knew you before you were born. From his breath, all of existence became a reality. He knows the numbers of every hair on your head. God is a God who can do things that are even beyond our imagination. He is greatness. He is powerful. This is a truth and a reality that needs to be in your own heart, that God is able. God is able to change it. God is able. You see, regardless of the situation that you face, that needs to be a fact that you hold dear to your heart. When you're facing your challenges, do you look at it and say, you know, God is able to change this? When you look at sickness, when you look at disease, you say, you know what, God is able to heal this. When you look at problems happening in the country, you have to be able to look at it and say, God is able to change this situation around. He can do it. Not just that, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego move on and they say, he's not just able, but he is willing to do it. They say, God is able to save us from this fire. Not that he's only able to do it, but he will. He will save us from this fire. That's where their confidence is. Now, the question I want to ask you today is, where is your confidence level in God? Where is your confidence level in God? You see, your confidence level in something is going to change the way you speak about it. Your confidence level in something is going to change the way you behave in your life, because you say, you know what, I am confident that I'm going to be taken care of. So, for instance, you know, there's this other thing that people do in group settings or group activities to gain trust in the group, where they say it's a trust fall. Now, if there is somebody behind you who is smaller than you, you know, someone who's like a kid, and they say, okay, fall, they're going to catch you. A lot of people are going to be like, I'm not so sure about this kid, you know, because if I fall, I'm not sure that the strength of this person is going to be able to carry me if I fall. But if there is someone who is bigger than you, if there is someone who is stronger than you, if there's somebody maybe even older than you, you would think, you know what, I can fall because I have a confidence in the person who has my back. Now, for you too, the person who has your back is God, is the King of Kings, is the Lord of Lords, is the Alpha and Omega, is the first and the last. God has your back. And if God has your back, how should you be living? Because if you know that God has your back, then you should not be worried if you're going to fall. Because you know that he is able to carry you. Not just that he is able, but he is willing. He wills to carry you. Can someone say amen? I think that's such a thing that we need to hold dear to ourselves. Because if we don't hold to that, we are going to be ever plagued with worry and plagued with anxiety and plagued with wondering what's going to happen next. But if you have a clear understanding that God wills to help you, then you're not going to stress. You're going to be good. You're going to be confident. You're going to be all right. You're going to know, you know what? I will stand for God regardless what's going to happen. I will believe that He's going to have my back. Can someone say amen again, wherever you are at? You have to dedicate and make sure that your life and your faith is 100% focused and planted in God. I want to say that your faith must be planted in God. It mustn't just be something in your head or something you speak about, but you have to have a faith that is planted in God. But now, what happens? What happens when what you are trusting in doesn't happen? Like I just said, now this is the tension of the story with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, God is able, God is will, God wills to do it, God will do it. That's where my faith is. But I want you to know that maybe how I think it's going to work out, it's not going to work out that way. And this is the tense thing about our faith. You can have a faith that something is going to happen. You can decide, you're going to have faith that this is going to change, this is going to work out. But it's not a sure thing. It's not a sure thing, but my faith is still that it's going to happen. But I'm still good if it doesn't. Now, is your faith there? And if it's not there, be honest with yourself so that you can speak to God about it and it can grow. Is your faith an even if type of faith? Where you say, you know what, I'm 100% sure that I'm going to be good. You're 100% sure that things will work out. You're 100% sure that God's going to come through for you. Though you know maybe your plan is not God's plan. And you're good with it. You see, a lot of people will struggle with that. A lot of people will struggle with, I want God's plan to match mine. You can say you want God's plan for your future to look exactly how yours looks. But when you get to a place where your faith is an even if faith, you know that God's plan for you is greater than the plans for yourself. And you know that also that your life is not about your own glory. And this is where it comes down to, guys. And I want you to catch this. An even if type of faith, and the faith that God calls you to have, is not a faith that says, I want God to work out the plan that you have. It's not saying that you want God to work out your plan that is going to bring you glory, that's going to bring you reputation, that's going to bring respect to you. No, it's saying I want God to bring glory to Himself through my life. Now, that's very difficult. That is very difficult. If we're going to be honest, that is hard. To say, God, I want you to use my life for your glory, not for mine. So if it's going to cost me, cool. I believe you're going to work out good things. I'm trusting you for something that I would like. I'm trusting you for something that I think would benefit me, but also through me, it's going to benefit the kingdom of God. But if I'm wrong, I'm good with it, God. If maybe I need to sacrifice more in order that you are giving glory, then I'm good with that, God. I'm not going to turn my back on God. And you know, this brings you to a place where you must actually check how is your relationship with God. Do you seek and do you believe in God based on only if He does things you want Him to do for you? Because we all know there's people like that, friends, there's people around our lives who they only are going to be around us if they get what they want from us. I'm sure we all know someone like that. Maybe they're still in your life, maybe not, but you've all experienced somebody who is only going to smile with you. They only smile with you if you are doing what they want you to do. Are you that type of a believer or that type of a Christian that you only are going to seek God if He will be doing things that you want Him to do? And what type of a person does that make you? Because we always say some negative things about people who are like that, who they will only be there if they're getting their way. Again, we must stop and realize when you say that God is God, you're saying you are not. So it means that it is not about you. It is not about what you want. It is about what God wants. And also trusting that your God is a good God. So it's eventually, the truth is that the good that is going to come out of whatever situation that he calls you to is going to lead to a greater good that's going to be good for yourself, but even good for other people. Now, let's get into how we can have that type of a faith, like how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had. Number one is you have to sit with someone. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their names were always mentioned in a group. They were never standing by themselves. Now, this is something that you need to make sure that you're going to have a lock on if you're going to be building a even if type of faith, because faith is not something you can completely do by yourself. You need a community. You need a group that is going to be there for you, that's going to remind you about who you are when you forget who you are. Because we all go through a time where we forget who we are and we forget what we're supposed to be doing, or we begin to get distracted by the things of this world. You need a group. Now, what happened with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was they were taken as slaves into Babylon. Now, I can imagine that they didn't go to Babylon alone. They were taken with a bunch of people. And I'm sure they were taken with a group of people. They got into Babylon, and now they had a decision to make of who are they going to be friends with. Now, this is applicable whether you're in high school, whether you're in university, whether you're in a workplace, that there is a choice of people who you're going to find yourself around. And who you find yourself around is going to influence you in one way or another. If you know that different places where you can sit with different people, different conversations are happening. The vibe is different with different people. And I'm sure that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were all taken as slaves and taken to Babylon, they had to look around and try find a crowd. And that's the same thing where you are in. You have to have your eyes open to decide what crowd, what friend group are you going to be with? Because there are some friend groups that are going to help you push into what God calls you to, but there's some friend groups that are absolutely not going to help you. And I believe that they were looking for a while. They were looking for a while, looking, who are we going to sit with? And eventually, guess what? There were three guys. So it means each one of them in the group only had two friends. They only had two friends. The people who are going to be willing to do great things for God are not going to be many people in your life. The people who are going to be fully committed to seeking God are not going to be many people. Don't be someone who thinks it's always going to be a great crowd, because even in the crowd, there's going to be a smaller number that's willing to go the extra distance. Remember that this was a time of pressure. This was a time when things were not going well, but they could only find a group of three. So when you are looking for friends, don't be shocked if there's only a few who particularly are willing to stand for God when things are hard. Now, I'm talking about times of pressure. I'm not talking about when things are easy. I'm saying when things are hard, who are the people that you find yourself around? Like I'm saying, you have to sit with people, but not just sit with people, sit with the right people. The book of Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, it says, "Blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the wicked, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but he delights in the law of the Lord, and on the law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." It says, blessed is the man, number one, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand by the sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Because that's how it goes. You find yourself walking with people. You're sort of just walking. Hey, how you doing? And then after you walk, sometimes when you're getting involved, when you get closer with people, you begin to stand and have conversations. Okay, we're going to stand and just talk. And then what happens is you sit with the people. Now, when you're sitting in a friend group, it means you are settled in a friend group. And when you're settled in a friend group, it means you begin to share values with that friend group. Now, I've had this conversation with a couple people who would find themselves with their friends, and I want you to think about this. In every friend or interaction, someone is changing. There's always someone who is adapting more to the other than the other one is. Now, if you are with friends who are not growing in their walk with God, or who you wish they would get closer with God, you have to ask yourself, if you are trying to influence a friend to be closer to God, or a friend to be more positive, or a friend to be more inspired on their journey to knowing God, you have to look at your friend and ask your friend, is your friend, the influence you're trying to show your friend, are you seeing it in their lives? And if you are seeing your friend is not changing, it means you are changing. That's just how it is. If you're looking at a friend and you're trying to influence a friend, you're trying to show them something and they are not seeing it, it's most likely that you are the one who's being influenced. And maybe at one point there were conversations that you would not want to have. Now all of a sudden you're having those conversations. Maybe there were some times when there were some jokes that you would not be a part of. Now you're part of those jokes. Now there were some stories that you wouldn't want to hear people talk about. You'd say, hey guys, don't tell me about that type of stuff. Now all of a sudden you're listening to those stories. Guess what? You are being influenced, and it's most likely you need to find other people who are going to keep you on the right path. If you're going to have even if faith, you need to make sure that you are with the right people. Sit with the right people, because as you're sitting with people, you are, like I said, sharing values. You're reminding, you're telling stories, and the stories that you are telling are either going to be building you and building your faith, or getting you more focused in your walk with God, or it's going to get you more distracted. So number one is sit with the right people, and don't sit by yourself, because sometimes when you're sitting by yourself, you think you are strong. You think you are always right. You think you are fine, but usually it is in community. For example, you can think that you are patient, but the moment you get among people, it exposes if you're actually patient. The moment you get around people who are different than you, who speak different, who think different, that is going to expose, hey, are you actually a patient person? Are you actually a loving person? And this is why you have to find yourself in a group. Your walk with God is not meant to be done by yourself. You have to sit with people, not just people, with the right people. So number one is that, sit with people. Number two is you have to stand for something. We've all heard the saying that says, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Now, in this story, the whole community, the whole city was falling, literally falling and bowing down to worship another god. Now, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were standing for something, they said, we're not going to fall for that. We're not going to fall for believing what the world tells us to believe. We're not going to fall for believing that's how relationships must go. You're not going to fall for those type of things. So you have to stand for something. And this is what I'm calling you to do. Be a man, or be a woman, a young man, a young woman who stands for something. People must know you, that you have your lines, you have your integrity. There are things that you believe in, and you're not going to compromise on them. You know what I'm saying, guys? We live in a time where a lot of people are not standing for something. Or what they stand for, it's just to not stand for anything. You understand what I'm saying? Some people stand to stand for nothing. Like, my stance is everybody should just do whatever they want. And you know what? Let's not bother anyone. That's literally, you're not standing for anything. You're just saying, let everyone do whatever they want when they feel like it. But as God's people, we're called to stand for something. Now, if you're going to stand for God, do you know where it starts? Standing for God starts in private. If you want to stand for God publicly, you have to start with standing for God privately. In the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 17, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The meditation of your heart. What are you meditating about in your heart? What is filling your heart? What is filling, you know, the desires on the inside of you that other people don't know about, that other people will not be able to see? You see, that is also a place where you need to stand for God privately. Who are you when nobody is watching? Who are you when nobody sees you? Who are you when all the doors are closed, when nobody's eyes are on you? How do you think? How do you speak? What do you look for? What excites you when nobody is watching? Your stand for God must start when nobody is watching, because it's easy to do it when people are watching. Because you're going to look cool when people are watching. You're going to look like a hero when people are watching. People are going to tell stories about you when people are watching. But are you standing for God when nobody is watching? Are you standing for God when nobody is watching? See, I believe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to stand for God first for them to be able to stand up before other people. I believe first they had to go through things privately. You see, they had an opportunity to compromise, and you're going to have opportunities to compromise when nobody's watching you. You're going to have opportunities to not be who you're supposed to be when nobody's watching you. You're going to have those opportunities, but you have to train yourself by yourself, often privately, to say, are you standing? Can you stand? And if you are struggling to stand, then find someone. That's why you then go to your group and tell your friends that, guys, privately, I'm struggling. Privately, I'm not standing for God. I stand for God in front of people in church, in front of people on social media. I'm standing for God. I'm this person of faith. But when I'm alone, I am falling. I am bowing down to the images of this world. I am pressured by what this world tells me to be. I want to look like this world. I want to be known in this world. I want the world to like me. You know what I'm saying? Are you falling for the lies of the world in private? If you are, and if you're struggling, make sure you find a Shadrach, Meshach, and an Abednego. Find people around you that you can say, look, guys, help me to stand. Help me to stand. Help me to stand. No matter what it's going to cost me, help me to stand for God. Help me to stand for God. Right. So the last thing, to have an even if faith, you have to sit with someone, sit with the right people. Number two is you have to stand for something. Know that you must stand for what God has called you to stand for. Even when everyone else says it doesn't make sense. Even when everyone else is compromising around you. Even when everyone else is not serious around you. Even when everyone else is not committed around you. When everyone else, even your family, even when you look at your parents and you can see your parents are compromising in their walk with God, you look at your brothers, you look at your friends, when everyone else is bowing down, you have to stand. You have to stand. But it starts privately. And then three is you have to walk through anything. You have to walk through anything. You have to walk through it all. No matter what is going to come your way. You know, the main thing is, you must know that, have a knowledge that different things are going to come your way, but commit to keep walking. Commit to keep going on the journey. Commit to not saying, hey, I'm going to quit. Commit to saying that whatever comes my way, my faith is in God and not in the situation. That's what an even faith is all about, guys. It's about number one, standing with the right people. Number two, having a cause that you are standing for. Ask yourself, with your friends, is there something that you guys are about? The people who are around you, is there something that you guys, we are about this? We are about giving God glory. That is what we are about. And if not, have conversations with your friends. Now, again, this may make people sort of a bit uncomfortable, but if you want to have an even if faith, this is what it's going to take. You have to have a crew around you. And it's not always going to be the biggest crew. It can be one person. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego only had two friends. Basically, they were a group of three. So it means each one of them only had two friends who were willing to go with them the long distance. But find those people and begin to say, guys, what are we about? And let us keep reminding ourselves of who we are called to be. But also then, you have to make a decision that you will walk through anything. If God is calling you to walk through fire, you will walk through it. If God is calling you to walk through cold mountains, you will walk through them. If God is calling you to walk through a battle, a challenge, you say, God, I'm going to walk through it regardless. Why? Because your faith is not in the situation. Your faith is in God. And you want God to receive His glory. And you know your life is about the glory of God. So if it means your circumstances will change, but God's glory will remain the same, then we need to make sure God's glory is going to remain the same. So guys, I want to say a prayer with you today, and I hope that this was a blessing to you. This is just saying, hey guys, your faith is not based on a circumstance. Your faith is based on a God, and He doesn't change. Your circumstances change, but God doesn't change. So even if the circumstances change, my faith is that your faith will be the same. But also, this is speaking about compromise, guys. There's always an opportunity to compromise. There's always an opportunity to not be who God is calling you to be. There's always an opportunity, but you have to stand for something. And I want to say a prayer into those two things, to say, God, help us to stand for you. Help us to stand for you. But God, help us to not be people of compromise. Even if the compromise is the easier and safer route, we pray that you would help us to not be those type of people. So let's close our eyes and let's pray. God, we come before you. We thank you so much for your love and your mercy. I pray, God, that you would help us to have a faith that is an even if type of faith. That we say, God, we trust that you will be there for us. And we trust that you are going to help us out regardless of what we are going through. That you are able and you are also willing. But God, we also want to be a people that says, even if it doesn't work out how we thought, that we will still stand. That we will still trust you, that we'll still believe in you, because our belief is not based on good times. Our faith is not about good times. Our faith is about you. So Father, you are still good, whether it's good or whether it's bad, you are still you. I pray, God, everyone who's listening, may they also get to that point. I pray, my God, for those, my God, who maybe needed this clarification, that having faith in you is not about having faith in a good time. Having faith in you is not about things working out. Having faith in you is us knowing the one true God and seeking Him with all our lives and bringing Him glory. That's what this is about. Help us to stand for that, God. Help us to not be people who are moved by circumstances, but may we be moved by our convictions. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we all said amen. 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 Guys, that was the J Makopa podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Wherever you're listening, whether it's going to be on the YouTube, Instagram Live, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, I appreciate all of you for tuning in. Remember, on the 16th of June, we're going to be doing like a live. I'm going to be talking to you guys. So more information about that, I'll sort of tell you guys as time goes on. But it's going to be an interactive one. So please request to talk to me on the 16th of June. It's going to be at night for an hour. We're just going to hang out together. And I hope you'll be a part of it. But other than that, I hope you are blessed. And I'll see you guys next Sunday. Have a blessed Sunday. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your week ahead. The weekend that's going to be there. That's after the week. And then meet me again on Sunday for the J Makopa podcast. Thank you guys. Take care. God is love. See you later. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I just want to ask you to please subscribe and write a review about what you heard, about what you liked, and maybe even something you'd like me to speak about in the future. And also, please just share it with someone else who you know would really enjoy it, or someone who would really just be blessed by the episode, or maybe just the whole podcast. Please, let's just spread word out about it. But once again, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day, a great week. I hope you're doing well. Stay tuned, because there's so much more to come. Take care. God bless.